Hello, Big Time.
Hey, it's Dylan Scott.
Oh, Dylan Scott. That I know him.
Don't hog him to yourself.
No, I answered the phone.
I get him.
Ladies, one at a time, please.
I know, right? Wife always comes first, too. So, you know, we got to really stand in line.
What's up?
Details.
How are you, man?
I'm good. Finished the workout, so I'm even better.
Listen, I was just telling Jackie and Dana, I had a really busy day today, and I did not work out, which I haven't done. Well, in a really, really long time. Like, how do you work a workout in when you're working a record that's this close to number one? You got a tour. You got all that stuff going on. I mean, seriously.
And you got to make it part of your life. You got to make it, like, you know, as important as eating lunch. You got to go to the gym.
And you know, see, when you compare anything to food, food will always win.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, listen, congratulations on My Girl. A song you, is this right? You almost did not record this song or almost didn't release this song?
I almost didn't record the song because it's such a personal song to my life. You know, it's about my wife and I, and I thought to myself, who really wants to hear, you know, our mushy-gushy love story? And so I wrote it, I did a little demo of it, and I just kind of thought, you know, that's a cool song. I love it. It's about our life. And then somebody heard it and was like, you got to record it. And so I'm really glad I did now.
Glad you did too, although I got to tell you, it does put a lot of pressure on us. I mean, this girl is praying. She's rapping. She's holding babies.
Yeah, she's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, she's looking good with no makeup on. I mean, what the, you know?
Yeah. I outdid myself, all right? Let's put it that way.
You put a lot of pressure on the rest of us. That's all right. And then the video, the camping, the private shower and a blow dryer. And I know there are some women who look like that.
Glamping.
Yeah. Even with glamping, Dana, I don't think I could pull it off. But
yeah. You know, my wife, she's got it, man. She's got it.
Dang her. Well, good for her. And she's pregnant, yes?
Yeah, we're expecting our first child. We don't know what it is yet. We'll find out next week. I'm pretty excited about it. So, yeah, due in December. Christmas,
how
baby.
How exciting. I think the last time we spoke, was it ACMs?
It was.
We talked about your dogs. Or you had one dog at that point. And then now...
That was the deal.
I was very excited because it's like, oh, you got another dog. And it's like now, well, the dog just way got co-opted because of the baby.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to my wife about this morning. She's like, it used to just be me and you, and now we have two dogs and a baby on the way. I was like, I know, it's kind of crazy. But I got my wife a dog to, like, buy me some time before having a kid. I wanted to wait, like, one more year to have a kid. And then I get her a dog, and 2 weeks later, she's like, all right, I'm pregnant. So now we got a kid on the way, and then, you know, she made our first dog an outside dog when we bought our new house a couple weeks ago. And so I said, okay, if you're going to make it an outside dog, we're going to get her a friend. So, yeah, now we got two dogs and a baby, and life is great.
Yeah, really, how long is that outside dog thing really going to last?
Well, I mean, I sneak them in at night.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I sneak them in, and we play for a little bit. But they are outside dogs now. I got them a nice fence, and I'm getting some nice grass in the backyard for them. So it'll be like kind of like inside, but
now,
not
seriously,
inside.
Dylan, I don't want to tell you how to run your life, but if you're going to turn an inside dog into an outside dog, there's one thing they need, okay? They need a couch, and I'm not kidding you.
A couch?
They need a couch.
We got some. We got some outside furniture.
Okay, as long as they can get up there.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're golden.
Because once they've discovered the couch, you know, that whole hunting, fending for ourselves instinct is gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They like it, though. They love it. They're bird dogs. They're really outside dogs, but we made them an inside dog and then converted them back outside. It's kind of mean, but they love it.
Well, all right. As long as they have each other and that bring them in the summer and the winter, I will stop.
Absolutely.
I will get off my soapbox now. So you've got the My Girl tune. You've got the My Tour tour.
Yeah, we're on the My Tour tour right now, which is basically just, you know, us out playing and selling out these you know, medium-sized clubs and whatnot, some small theaters. But this fall, we're going out with Justin Moore. It'll be just Justin and myself, so that'll be fun. Out with that guy. He's been around for a while, you know.
That guy and you together, that's a show I want to see because that boy brings it. I freaking love Justin Moore.
I've seen him a couple of times. I'll be honest with you. I've never met Justin, so I don't know Justin, but like I do because I've been watching him for years, you know, on stage and whatnot. But I'm really excited about it. It'll be fun.
We got all the dirt.
Yeah, we've got dirt. And the weird thing is with Justin, there's not a lot of dirt.
Yeah, we tried.
You know?
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
We tried. We tried to get it, and he's just a great guy. And now that he's got a son, maybe all that changed. Maybe he's walking around all macho like now. I don't know.
I guess he's a good one to learn some daddy skills from. He's got quite a few kids, don't he?
Yes. He's got four, dude. He can teach you everything you need to know. And I think really one of his skills to fatherhood is, he gets the hell out and goes on tour. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So I also understand with fair season, are you playing some fairs?
Oh, we're playing a lot of fairs right now.
All right. Now, we've established that you work out, but you've got to cut loose around the fair food, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why I work out, so I can eat that stuff.
Yeah, good for you.
Absolutely, yeah. Elephant ears, funnel cakes. I mean, I haven't gone for, like, the fried Oreos or fried Twinkies and that stuff yet. I'm a little weary of it. I don't know.
I will tell you, who was it, Jackie? It was Lee Bryce. Lee Bryce. I got deep fried Oreos, and I was not a fan, which was really weird, because you can deep fry anything, and I like it. But Lee Bryce thought that deep fried Oreos were the best thing he'd ever had in his life.
And you didn't think so?
I didn't think so. I do like the deep-fried Twinkies and the deep-fried Snickers bars. But the Oreo was not my favorite. But, boy, Lee Bryce, you want to win your way into that man's heart? I got the way.
Well, I need to try it. I need to get on that. But I'm just you ever had an elephant ear?
Oh, yeah. You kidding?
I love elephant ears. I mean, I love cinnamon and I love bread. And so just those two together is just, I love cinnamon rolls too, but that's
me
not
too.
Favorite,
me too.
Fact,
God, yeah. I got to start working out. Like, seriously. I got to do it. Now, you have a deluxe version of the album coming out in August. Is that right?
Yeah. So our album came out last August. And so this August, the deluxe to that album is coming out. Three new songs. A song called Sleeping Beauty, which I wrote with Lee Bryce.
There you go.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs ever written, so it was cool to write with him. And then another song called Can't Take Her Anywhere, a song that I wanted on my first album, and it didn't make it on, but it is now, the deluxe. And then our next single, which is a song called Hooked, which I did not write, but just love the song.
Awesome. Man, when you find a good song, you grab it, you make it your own.
Exactly. I could just see myself riding around jamming this song. Yeah.
Congratulations on My Girl, man. I feel a number one in your future. I'm so glad everything's going so well for you, because I know you've been working your butt off for quite a while.
It has. It's
you
been
really
a long time
have.
Coming. Yeah. But it's cool. It's an exciting time right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, man. The tune is My Girl. We are happy to play it. It's from the album Dylan Scott. You can catch him on my tour, meaning his tour, not...
Yeah.
They won't let me go out on
no,
tour.
No, we
if
will
you need
not.
A backup singer, Dylan, I'm just saying.
It could be our tour.
Stick me out there in the back. You don't even have to.
Yeah, just cut the mic. She can dance.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I can dance. Oh, that's nice. That's something I didn't know. Dylan Scott, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.